Yhteistyössä Helsingin kaupunki.
Tänään kaupunkielämässä puhutaan taiteilijaresidenssi Villa-eläintarhasta, joka on avannut ovensa yhteistyössä Helsingin kaupungin kanssa. Meillä on vieraana Villa-eläintarhan edustaja Egil Oddo. Huomenta. Good morning. Ja Helsingin kaupungin kulttuuri- ja vapaa-ajan erityissuunnittelija Silja Nummi. Ja nyt käännän puheen englanniksi. So, good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I would like to start by asking, because we talk about Villa Eläintarha, which is a artist residency. So let's start with, what is artist residency?
An artist residency is an institution dedicated to host cultural workers that are undergoing a production, or they are in an important transformative moment where they are producing new ideas or new works. So an artist residency is not only a living space, it's also a space where artists need to be able to think, to reflect, to sometimes also to produce.
Oh, that sounds really kind of that you can really kind of let your art blossom in this kind of place. And I have to say that I know where Villa Eläintarha is, and it's the place itself, it's like, it's magnificent.
It is, it's true. And the place definitely contributes to the charm of the villa and contributes to bring to our international guest a flavor of what is living in Helsinki and how lucky we are to live in this city.
So Villa Eläintarha is, it's there in Tölönlahti, in Tölö Bay, I would say. And now together with Helsinki City, are you going to work with this? Tell me a little bit about Myymälä 2, the cooperative managing and running Villa Eläintarha. What it is?
Yes, Myymälä 2 is a cooperative of artists, curators and cultural professionals that exist in Helsinki since 2003. It has been managed by different boards. The present board is very international and we are all based in Helsinki. And we are dedicated to foster artists and art projects that are out of the box and that want to create alternatives in the cultural panorama. In the 2023, we received the state prize for multidisciplinary art, and of course we are very proud because it was a moment where we understood that our action was taken into account also by the public institutions. And we have a program of about 13 exhibitions per year, two festivals, one of performance art and one of relational art, and one international project per year. And now we run an artist residency too, which is a beautiful synergy to all the rest of our operations.
That sounds a lot of different kind of work. How many are you?
We are 9 board members. Each of us is dedicated to a different leg of our activities. For example, curator Ramiro Camello has created a project which is called the Baltic Fellowship and is often traveling to meet different partners in the Nordics and in the Baltic area. And he has created several renditions of his project through group exhibitions, festivals. This year he will collaborate with the performance festival Startelpa, which is going to happen also partially in Helsinki. So then there is Yilin Wu, which is a curator from China. And she's also working with a very special tea program with Narite. Then there is Nastasia Alexeva, which is now moved to Barcelona, which is a curator. And there is Timo Tuhkanen, which is a composer and musician. Suva Deptas, which is a performer and a virtuoso of music, a sculptor. So, you know, our panorama is really wide. That's why we are able, in a way, to embody and to give space to different types of approaches to cultural life, not just one.
So what are the reasons for Myymälä 2 wanting to run Villa Eläintarha?
Well, first of all, it is in our bylaws that we as an organization can run artist residencies. So let's start from that. And then also we started to have experiences of running residencies in International Panorama with Manifesta 12, to which we participated in 2018, and with Fondazione Restiadi, and then also with Contemporary Art Review in the region of Friuli, and many different opportunities where we have been able to run residencies. But we never did it in Finland, and we became interested because that creates a superpower in a way, because to be able to host and to take care of cultural workers, it is it creates long-term relationships, and that we value a lot.
So, Celia, if you look at the Helsinki city side, I mean, what is the meaning of Villa Helsinki for the city of Helsinki?
Yes, as Egle told, many both international and domestic artists come to Helsinki for work and for different type of collaboration. So there is a need for this kind of affordable accommodation in Helsinki. So simply put, there is a need for this kind of service in Helsinki.
And I mean, this is a really beautiful place and a really, really special building, I think. I mean, it's not just some residency, it's really something special. So, I'm sorry. So you, as a city, you want to exactly to support this kind of residency in Törnönlahti?
Yeah, because the Helsinki city sees that this type of residency is lacking. So it's important to have this collaboration and partnerships with Myymälätu, and it really supports also our strategic objectives. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, I suppose everybody wants to come there. I would. But what are the criteria to select the villa's guests?
And as a matter of fact, everybody can within certain parameters. So previously, the artist residency was mostly dedicated to visual artists and curators from the visual art field. When we took the residency, because we are a multidisciplinary art collective, we decided to open up the possibility for residencies from all cultural fields, and not only the people that work front stage, but also people that work backstage, meaning technician, producer, everybody. We don't accept students, but everybody who has a professional path and who works in the cultural field can be in residency at Villa Ela in Tarha. That was very important. So from circus art to journalism, writing to architecture, design, curatorial, anybody that works in the cultural field is welcome. The criteria we really try to put in focus is, of course, the professional motivation, and the second is the concrete connection with the either organizations, grassroots, especially organizations that work in the greater Helsinki region, or a specific research and curiosity to understand the life in the city from the point of view of their artistic discipline. Also, transformation, it's an important motivation for us. So if they are writing a book or making a research and they see that for that research to be in Helsinki would be relevant, and to be in Villa Ela in Tarha, because as you said, it's a very specific environment which immediately puts people in a completely different atmosphere. I know that nowadays many people comment negatively on the lack of capacity to host in Finland and so on. My experience is actually very different, especially in the countryside. The beauty of hospitality, it's so warm, it's so special. And in a way, Villa Ela in Tarha brings back the sweet flavor of mummola, where you feel completely at ease, your body relax, and then your senses open, and you are able also to work in a completely different manner. So transformation is important. Life moments, I give you an example. We had an artist, a Finnish artist, who in his motivation said, I'm a father, I'm going through a hard divorce, I want to be in Helsinki to work and to see my kids. That's a very important motivation for us, because cultural workers are normal people like everybody else. So those life motivations paired to a professional research are very tricky moments for some professionals, and they deserve support. They deserve to be held and to be given space. So those are our criteria. And of course, the residency is not open only for international artists, but also for artists even from Helsinki, from Finland. We don't make a distinction in that sense.
How many people can fit there?
At the same time, about 11.
Oh, that's quite a lot.
It's quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really nice as well, because then you can, there's actually, people can communicate and actually, you know, create together as well with discussions and just, you know, without actually creating together officially. But, you know, when you meet a lot of other artistic people and you talk with them and so it's kind of...
Absolutely.
You get a lot of.
That is one of the specificity of villa, that is not just a hotel or it's not an apartment. It is a communal house. Like maybe in old times you would call it comunalka, but it's not in that strict sense, where people can share a meal, they share the kitchen, they share the living room, the dining room, so they can sit together, have their coffee and talk about their practices. And I've seen this happening all the time, where residents, without knowing each other previously, they click, they start conversations, and eventually they start collaborations. And this happens in a spontaneous, bottom-up manner, without, you know, any curation from above. And that is really symptomatic of like Celia was saying, of the need of this place.
Mm-hmm. How do you, Celia, see this, what is the partnership with Myymälä Kaksi brings to the residents of Helsinki? What is the Villa Eläintarha brings to the residents of Helsinki?
Yeah, that's an important question, of course. The villa opens up to the general public through its events. And actually Myymälä Kaksi has been really able to have a wonderful program there during the 6 months of operating the residency. So we are very happy. And of course it's important to promote that these activities and events that you organize, they are open to general public, everybody visiting Helsinki or living in Helsinki. So please check out the web pages for Villa Eläintarha. Elke, Egle will give you the address.
And I'm really curious now, what kind of a program, or what kind of stuff do you offer the residents of Helsinki, or anybody who is in Helsinki?
There are some events that we produce ourselves as Myymälä Kaksi, and the next one will be soon. It's called Equinox at Villa Eläintarha, and this is an event produced by us, and that has a limited attendance, because Chef Sami Talberg is going to craft very special tastes for us. And we have also an ensemble of music with a group called Sensibili alle Foglie and Laura Mehmeti. So this will be a future event. The musical part was curated by Roman Odinud and myself as the host of this event. But then we also have events that are proposed by artist partners. For example, we had two stand-up comedy nights and they were a great success and they were curated by Jason DeBose. And we plan to continue also in summer with stand-up. And those events are open to anybody. And the host of the event can decide either they are offered for free or there is a ticket. Of course, in the case of the stand-up, there is a ticket because the artist need to be retributed. And so we see that already this year, a lot of people who have never visited Villa, they hardly knew about their its existence. They came through the stand-up comedy and they were marveling at how the place can vibrate with different type of programs and become alive.
So, I mean, can you tell a little bit more about who are the residents and what kind of projects are they, you know?
Of course. We recently had a very interesting interesting resident, Paola Andrade, coming from Argentina, working on her new book in collaboration with the Louvre Museum and Louvre Lens. And we had curator Rosita Ronzini coming from a project curated by Mucho Mas, which is a gallery based in Turin. And we had Jutta Hill, which is a filmmaker and photographer from Germany, working on a project about adolescence and intergenerational exchanges. And so we have very, very different type of residents. And we like I said before, to collaborate mostly with grassroots organizations. So we have received residents from Museum of Possible Forms, Tekstintalo, or Mu Gallery, or Helsinki Taiteilija Seura, Katalisti. But also we have been collaborating with the Helsinki Biennial when we hosted the Critical Art Ensemble, Baltic Circle, or with the university, with Zodiac. So you see, there are different gears of participation, and the projects that the artists are involved in a variety a lot. Now, for example, we have a lot of requests for a book fair that is called nice. Under the Leaf, and we are receiving a lot of requests for this book fair, which will be in June, and we are very happy to host the poets and writers that come from Japan to attend the art fair. So you see, it's really, really big variety of cultural workers.
So how do you see the role the Villa Eläintarha in the Helsinki greater region or even Finland? How do you see the role of that?
Well, this type of artist residencies, in my opinion, have several roles. One is to be a low threshold hub for cultural workers to be able to come in Helsinki greater region and work without absurd living costs and at the same time to have a very hospitable and high level accommodation. So this impacts directly on their living because more often than not, cultural workers live on diary given to them as fees. So if their living costs in the city are too high, what is left for them to live on is really low. So this is a direct impact that we wish to have on the quality of life of cultural workers. And we try to keep it as low as possible in pricing, especially to give the possibility to anybody really to come and enjoy. And also, so this in terms of socioeconomic impact, but also we want to give a specific type of hospitality to our guests, which is not necessarily a curated hospitality where we ask them to do something for us. They are not asked to give a presentation. They are not asked to do anything for us. It's more like we become curious of their practices. We try to connect them as much as we can to other practitioners that could be interesting for them and vice versa. So the other goal is to create long-term collaborations in Helsinki greater region for professionals. Mm-hmm. And of course, a further goal is to establish that this type of granularity, because again, we are not a huge residency program such as HIAP, so that offer is of such more curated mm-hmm. type or with an artistic direction type of residency already exists in Helsinki. Ours is very different. So it's not doubling up, but the two organizations offer very different opportunities. And it's important for us to keep this difference evident, that we offer a different type of granularity, different type mm-hmm. of low threshold opportunities, meaning you send an email today, in 24 hours, 48 hours, you have an answer if you can be in residency, and you can start your residency next week. It's not 1 year for the next. Mm-hmm. And this immediateness, it's also important for the cultural sector, because sometimes you need to take decisions on your feet. Sometimes you have production emergencies and we want to be there mm-hmm. if we can. Of course, we try to plan in advance, mm-hmm. but also to give this other sort of gear mm-hmm. of immediate response when we can.
Sounds wonderful. Well, I have to ask you as well, that because this is such a special place, what does it mean you personally? What is best in it? Silja, how do you feel mm-hmm. about Villa Eläintarha?
Well, I have been very happy, and the city of Helsinki is very happy on how Myymälä 2 has been operating the villa now for 6 months, and it's just wonderful to see how the villa has blossomed up and opened up to general publics. And it's really an interesting program that you have there also with the events and so forth. So I'm really happy for that. And of course, it's inspiring to work with the Myymälä too, with this beautiful villa.
How about you, Egle? How do you feel? What is the best?
I cannot not mention the light. And the light at Villa is really particular because of this proximity to Tölön Bay and also to Tokoinranta, and the view from Villa. So Villa is inundated by light even in winter, and the fact that it's inside a green area creates very peculiar light phenomena inside Villa, and the residents have been mentioning this a lot. Some attribute this to the legacy and the spirits still living in Villa, and the benevolent spirits, and of course this is also why we living at these latitudes in Finland as its own pleasures. The light is very interesting.
Exactly. And you can see all the information villaeläintarha.fi. So there is all the accommodation program, everything you can see under this one internet page. So I think you should definitely go there. And I mean, because the surrounding is beautiful, the villa is beautiful, and I believe the program is really creative. So there's a lot of things to see. Thank you, Egle Odo and Silja Nummi.
Thank you
very much.
Ja muistakaa, villa, eläintarha, villaeläintarha.fi.
Yhteistyössä Helsingin kaupunki.